Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro-audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Claire Franke, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I sold my soul for a tutu. I'm that mom. I've been trying this thing. This thing where I encourage my almost 2-year-old daughter to stop hating toddlers. I should probably stop telling her that they're all dicks. She's not so much into socializing. She'd rather sip on a mocktail in her paddling pool than hit the park with her besties. My friend's kids made it worse with all the headbutting and snatching. So I tried taking her to some different mommy and me type groups. Not taking Xanax first was a mistake. She hated it. She clung to my face the whole time. I think the problem was the other kids. They were a little loud and enthusiastic. They were assholes. There was a lot of screaming, throwing, snatching, and smashing, which I'm into. My daughter wasn't so keen, so we didn't go back. I didn't want to get mugged by the other parents. So I searched high and wide for another group to attend with children my daughter's age. Somewhere a little calmer. Maybe fewer kids, maybe a little more structured, somewhere she could learn to become more comfortable with other toddlers. Then I found it, baby ballet. I had some concerns. Since I found out I was expecting a girl, many family and friends pushed the princess theme. I hated it. Girls don't have to love pink or want to be a princess. Ballet for toddlers seemed a little princessy to me. Also, the classes weren't cheap, and my friends made fun of me for being that mom who puts her baby in a tutu. Shut the fuck up, Jessica. You let your baby eat a slab of butter. But the website described it as small groups of toddlers, reasonable behavior expectations, no tutus or ballet slippers required, and gentle collaboration between children. Perfect. Well, not perfect. I'd rather have a root canal than go to organized group activities. I signed us up. On the day of our first ballet class, my daughter and I both rocked up in leggings, a sassy t-shirt, and our matching Converse. As I unbuckled my daughter from her seat in my average-sized, mid-range car, I heard cars pulling into the parking lot. I looked up and saw a parade of luxury Range Rovers pulling up in the spaces around me. Where am I? Am I drunk? Each SUV towered above me and my stupid short-person car. Each one looked more expensive than the next. Oh, what have I done? Then the car doors opened. Out of each SUV stepped a very well-put-together woman, styled hair, perfectly applied makeup, fitted dresses or designer shorts, tiny purses slung over forearms, and patterned water bottles with gold straws grasped in their perfectly manicured hands. What housewives' shit have these fuckers been watching? Next came the toddlers. They emerged from their car seats with elegance, in their pink leotards and pink tutus, carrying pink ballet slippers. Their hair was beautifully braided or curled. What in the cinder fucking rella is this? They all strutted by us to the little ballet studio. Would it be weird if I just got back in my car? After a quick pull-your-shit-together pep talk, I decided I had to go in, because I'd lectured everyone on how unprincessy it would be. I placed my daughter on my hip, we wished each other good luck, and headed for the building. When I walked into the studio, the toddlers sat on pink mats in a circle, with their parents sitting behind them, most on chairs, some on the floor. I settled my daughter onto a mat and sat on the floor behind her. She immediately crawled into my lap and buried her face into my chest. I feel the same way, kiddo. This is even worse than the time I introduced you to paint. Looking around the group of assholes, I made an effort to smile at a few of the mothers when they looked up from their phones. Three of them looked back at their phones, pretending not to have seen me. Probably had a sheep escape on Farmville. Another parent gave me a half smile back and quickly looked away. Clearly my syphilis is showing. I tried saying hi to the mom next to me. She smiled, but did not attempt verbal communication. Should have poked her. I thought to myself, just get through this class and we'll never come back. This is too much princess and too much bitch. We could do it, just one class. We'll find something else. The lesson began. It was mostly just bouncing and jumping around to music. A quick clap, a jam on a tambourine, some ribbon twirling, and it was over. My daughter, being the selfish git that she is, loved it. Fuck's sake. Her adorable smile filled her face, and she did her weird, excited bounce thing. When we got home, I broke the news to her that Mommy was never going back to that hellhole of Princess Pricks. But she had other ideas. We went back the following week, and the week after that. During each class, my daughter pointed and smiled at the other toddlers' tutus, while saying yes and peas repeatedly. How about no? I ignored her at first, but when she was persistent, I told her, Mommy isn't getting you a tutu, so you can just look like the rest of those bellends. She engaged in a debate with me about today's social media pressure, expectations of her peers, and climate change, because some tool has to bring that up in every conversation. She won the debate. We went tutu shopping. Fuck my life. When parading tutus around the store, a woman said my daughter looked like a princess, and I knew I had failed my only parenting goal, other than keeping the kid alive. Since I'd already become that mom, I thought I might as well buy dresses for me to wear to the next America's Next Top Future Gold Digger meeting. Fuck the water bill. At the next ballet class, we looked like hot shit. My daughter jumped around in her sparkly pink tutu. Yes, sparkly. Suck it, Stormy, Daenerys, and Bella. And I sat on the floor in my dress and stared at my phone, pretending I had people to correspond with. I sold my soul to these uppity fucks. I became one of those moms who turns her daughter into a princess. And I'll be doing it again next week. While I pretty much hate the people and the major princess vibes, my daughter loves it. She is still too shy to go near any of the other toddlers, but she's steadily becoming more comfortable and confident. In just a few classes, she has started walking across the studio without me by her side, saying hi to the teacher, being a teacher's helper, and walking in and out of class without plastering herself to my chest. So I guess I'm going to be a mommy of a stereotypical pink-loving tutu-wearing princess. Maybe I'll teach her to say fuck to even it out. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.